And the Wallabies head off on their spring tour tomorrow. We've got the coach, Michael Checker, on the line. G'day, Checks.
Morning, lads.
How are you travelling, mate? You feel feels like you've had a pretty intense week.
It's been an interesting one for me. I had to go and duck in and have a little bit of surgery. I think it was yesterday or day before Tuesday. Yeah, on my shoulder. So haven't had that experience for a while. So it gives me some empathy of how the players feel when they go through one of those reco things. It was a bit painful afterwards, but all good to go now.
Well, we wish you a speedy recovery. Just proves you've had your shoulder to the wheel, Chick.
Jumping against the wrong minute training, that's the issue.
Hey, how are you? Well, on top of how are you mentally, mate? Because you got bashed around the head a bit by the Kiwis, and we suffered a loss to the Kiwis, and then you've copped some criticism with the announcement of your 32-man squad, and in between all that, you've had an operation.
Oh, yeah, mate. Like, that doesn't bother me, that stuff, you know. I think I always believe that, you know, without just being a know-it-all, you know, I think I'm doing the right thing. We've got a plan on how we want things to go. I think we've shown pretty clearly what we're trying to do this year around building the depth in our squad and increasing the number of players. And, yeah, there'll always be people who criticise. That's part of the game, mate. It's a good part of it too. It creates debate, discussion and interest in the game. It's not, you know, it's not like people aren't allowed to have another opinion. But, mate, I've invested a lot of time and we've put a lot of thought into how we wanted the season to pan out around what we wanted to get out of this year. It's a tough calendar and we've still got, you know, six big games to go. But, mate, you know, at the end of the day, I really do believe in what we're doing. So I'm pretty confident with the direction we're headed.
Yeah, and I think most good judges, mate, are saying you're making advances. There's no doubt about it. But how frustrating is this battle against the All Blacks? Yeah. I mean, there was that moment in the game, could have levelled you up at 15-15, it went against you, and they end up winning again. How frustrated are you with that battle?
Oh, mate, no, I think it's an accurate portrayal of where we're at. They're a fine team, they're leading the world at the moment, they've been dominant, so you know, we're like in any battle where other teams are trying to take the title away from the world champs, it's always, you know, you have moments where, you know, sometimes you get put in your place and you have moments where you're unlucky when you're trying to get through there. But, mate, no matter what, if you want to beat those guys, you've got to earn it. So, you know, we had a win last year and lost in the second game. And then this year with the changing of our team around, I think we had 9 debutants at Eden Park in that game, you know what I mean, if not a few more. So there's a bit of a changing of the guard for us in regards to our approach there. And, mate, I think it's about being a little bit more clinical for us as opposed to being frustrated. So, yeah, we know that New Zealand are excellent at scoring off turnover. So in order to minimise that damage, we've got to not throw that last crazy pass or not to, you know, I think 4 or 5 tries came from those situations, you know, directly. And they're the types of things, you know, you can say afterwards, yeah, we played well, but we didn't get the bounce of the ball and those things. But at the end of the day, that's what they're good at, and you've got to stop that as well. So it's the discipline in your own game, and that's something we'll learn as we, you know, that, a game like that will teach our players more than any training session, you know what I mean, to be ready for that next time.
This 32-man squad, it hasn't come without controversy either. Marika Korobeti, I disagree with mate. I think it's an inspirational selection.
Yeah,
mate, his form at the back end of the year with that, and in the grand final, he was the most dangerous player on the ground for the Melbourne Storm. And he's a brutal defender. He runs the ball hard. He's lightning fast. Runs the 110.7, and he's played Fiji most of his. He's played rugby most of his life.
Yeah, mate. You know, look, you'll always get a bit of that. There's people have their own, and like I said, I like that. You know, that people all want to be selectors, and that's the interest in the game, and that's what we should have. I think in rugby sometimes we're always thinking that everything's got to be good. You know, it's always got to be clear and not. You know, we want everything to be perfect, as opposed to sometimes it's going to be imperfect. But it's about intent. You know what I mean? I think the intent of selecting Marika is a pretty logical one, mate. He's come over. It gives us a chance to get our hands on him for training straight up and have a look at him in the rugby atmosphere straight away. And you know, no one's handing him a Wallaby jersey just yet. He's only in the squad and he'll have to earn that like everybody else, you know. So, I know people like to make a bit of a hoo-ha over little things, but for me it's a logical selection and it's something I would do. You know, given the same opportunity, I would do it again.
Yeah, I just see him as a superior athlete.
Oh, he's got X Factor, mate. You know that, and you can't buy those players. No. They're rare, and they can create something out of nothing. Now he's got to bring those skills to rugby. Yes,
sure.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to help him to do that.
Yeah. How are the guys, mate? From a fatigue factor, it's been a long season.
Yeah, mate. I think we're. I actually just think we're starting to get into a bit of shape. You know what I mean? For the game we want to play. We started to put together some phases and play a bit more rugby in the last game. And to do that, you've got to have the fitness. You want to go through and play attacking rugby, you've got to be fit. And that's something that we've got to address across the board, that our teams are fitter and stronger, you know, right throughout the season, because the demands are bigger. And there's no reason why we can't meet those demands. If we're going to play a certain style of football, that's how the condition we've got to be in. So I think going into the tour, We're actually in pretty good nick, really. I think we've got a couple of injuries, yes, but at the end of the day, opportunity for some younger guys to take a claim as well.
See, it surprises me, Michael, that you say we're just getting into fitness. I can't believe you can get through a Super Rugby season and those players don't arrive at you with their niggles, but supremely fit and ready to play any sort of rugby you want.
Yeah, I think we've just got to go up a level, mate. You know what I mean? I think.
Yeah, but
and it's part of it. It's not. It's their skill is number one, obviously. You know, our skill level, but also your fitness level and your physicality, the ability to use. You know, it's a contact game. You use your body as a weapon, and to bring that consistently back up from it, do it the next week. That's the level we've got to go up. You know, because I think that's where the best in the world. That's where they're playing at, and they're playing at it all year. So we've got to make sure that we're up at that level all the time.
Curtly Beale, mate, how are you going in getting him back early?
Well, mate, he obviously qualifies under the 60 cap rule, but he hasn't set foot back onto the field as yet. I think he's back in December for the Wasps over there. So you know, we'll see how that ends up and where his availability is come the next series of tests, which will be June of next year. You know what I mean? When he's first available.
Thanks for your time, Michael. Another plane trip for you, but you're sort of used to it. That's the way of the rugby world.
No, mate, we're lucky, you know what I mean? It's a great opportunity. We're going over there to play, you know, five tests, a Grand Slam opportunity. We've only ever won one. And, you know, I know that people won't give us much chance, but we just take it a day at a time and keep improving every day. It's always been our philosophy, and then we'll see where we go, mate. But it's a great opportunity. We're never going to complain about going away to play for our country,
no.
You know, and it's another great opportunity for all of us to enjoy it as well.
Good on you, Check. Have a great
Thanks,
tour.
Boys.
Well
Appreciate
done,
it.
Michael Checker there. Yeah, go back to 1984. That was the last time they won the Grand Slam, so it's a long time ago.